I really thank the Lord for the opportunity to come and share the word with you this morning.
我真是要感谢神，真是给我有这样的机会和众弟兄姐妹们一起早上我们来在这里分享。
It is always wonderful to come up to the Northwest.
非常每次我来到我们这边西雅图这边的话是非常的美好。
It is even more wonderful to gather together with the Lord's people.
特别是最最美好的是和神的儿女在一起。
And to be able to fellowship and to share on what the Lord has done in our lives.
真是在这里和众弟兄姐妹一起有团契，有分享我们的主耶稣在我们里面生命中他所做成的。
It really goes without saying, beyond saying that there is not many things better than this.
所以可以说，真是对我们圣徒来讲，没有这个比这个更美好的。
I'd like to take a look at two prayers this morning from the book of Ephesians.
今天早上我愿意和大家一起来看一下在以弗所书里面的保罗的两个祷告。
There are two prayers that the Lord placed on the Apostle Paul's heart.
这是有两个祷告我们的主放在保罗的心上。
And so I'd like to spend some time sharing through these two prayers this morning.
所以我下面花点时间和大家一起来分享保罗的这个两个祷告。
Will you please turn your Bibles with me to the first one that's found in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 15 through 23.
第一处祷告呢是在以弗所书第一章，我们要从第十五节念到第二十三节。
And please listen as we read.
大家可以听我们在读。
For this reason, I too, having heard of the faith in the Lord Jesus, which exists among you, and your love for all the saints, do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named not only in this age but also in the one to come.And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
以弗所书第一章十五节，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会所万有所执使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And then if you could turn over to.Chapter 3 of Ephesians.
我们下面可以看到第三章，以弗所书第三章。
We'll read verses 14 through 21.
我们要读从第三章的十四节读到二十一节。
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith.And that you being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and height and depth and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
以弗所书第三章，我们从第十四节，因此我在父面前屈膝，天上地上的各家都是从他得名，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来，使基督因你们的信住在你们心里， 叫你们的爱心有根有基，能以和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等长阔高深，并知道这爱是过于人能所测度的，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足的成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿门。
The burden that I have this morning to share with you is that we would be people who could enter into the fullness of God.
我今天啊，我的在你们的负担就是我们这些，我们能够响应回应啊，神要啊充满我们。
Because we live in a time when there is so much freedom, and with that even so much temptation to go another way.
我们如今我们所活在的世界里面有各种各样给我们各种的自由，有各种各样的诱惑。要引领我们走不同的方向。
Whether it's our kids or our brethren, ourselves, there are so many options that we have in this time and age.
包括我们的孩子也好，包括我们的自己，我们在这个世上有各种各样的选择，我们可以去走或者做。
And there are so many easier and more convenient ways by which we can go.
我们有些方面是非常容易的方面，我们很容易朝那个方向去。
But if we're in the Lord,
但是我们在主里的话，
and we've drawn close to the Lord,
因为我们是要完完全全的跟主越来越的靠近。
We know that there's only one way.
我们知道，对我们来说，我们只有一条路。
Because Christ is the way, the truth, and the life.
只有主耶稣，因为他是道路、真理和生命。
He is the way to that eternal life.
因为他是那个道路，是通向永生的道路。
He's that way to the abundant life.
因为他是那个道路，是给我们丰盛生命的道路。
He is the way by which we may be able to enter into God's fullness.
他是唯一的能够带领我们进入父神的道路。
I know as people, we have so many options before us.
我们当对我们人来讲，我们在我们面前有许多的路或者选择可以走。
I know all of us are busy in one way or another with work, with school, with family.
我们知道我们大家都很忙碌，无论是在家庭、工作或者学校。
But the Lord still gives each one of us some free time.
但是神他仍然给我们有许多我们自己的时间。
How is it that we spend our time?
我们怎样来用他给我们的时间呢？
What is it that we fill our minds and our hearts, our souls with?
我们到底我们的心思意念里面我们所吸取的是什么呢？
It's very easy to fill our minds with temporal things.
我们知道我们的心思意念里面很容易被一些其他的世俗的东西所充满。
Because we live in this world, on this earth.
因为我们确确实实生活在这个世界上。
And there's so much going on.
因为许多的事情正在这样的进行发生。
I mean, whether you are a sports fanatic,
不论你可能是非常喜爱体育的。
I know.You folks, you brethren here in Seattle have a lot of sports that you're fanatical about.
特别是在西雅图这边，你们有很多非常好的那个体育的运动方面。
We hear and see about it every year as the Seahawks fans come down to the Bay Area.
我们是在那里，我们常常听见这个海鹰队到我们这个湾区地区来比赛。
There is so much going on as far as.What's happening in the business world these days too?
同样，在我们这个做这个整个世界做事业也好，这个交易也好，它也许多的事情在发生。
You may be someone who follows the market.
有些人可能根据这个股票市场。
And we know that the market is going bonkers right now.
我们知道现在这个股票市场可以说冲破这个顶冲天的样。
It's because of everything that's going on here with Amazon, I think.
我们知道，在这个特别我们这个地区，主要的原因可能是因为这个亚马逊这个公司。
Or perhaps we're just caught up, maybe even worried about all the current political and world events.
也特别我们可能有些我们可能正卡在现在的这个政治方面，或者世界这个政治方面。
There's always something that the president is saying these days.
特别是
interesting.
特别是当总统一开口的时候，很多的话你真是 可能想象不到的。
There's the ongoing conflict and tensions with the North Koreans.
许多地方包括跟北朝鲜的冲突。
Can their ballistic missiles really strike us here in the mainland?
所以我们到底是不是担心他们的洲际导弹是不是确实是会打到我们这里？
You know, Seattle's a lot closer than San Francisco.
因为西雅图更加靠近北韩，比旧金山更靠近一些。
So I may have a few more weeks than you.
我们大概还有跟他们还差几个星期。
But there's just so much going on in this world that we live in.
确实，这个世界上很多很多事情真是在发生在忙乱当中。
And so much that can preoccupy our times.
因为这些东西都可以拿取我们的时间。
They can all be very enjoyable and even enriching.
有的时候是让我们确实能在里面享受的。
But we really have to stop as people of the Lord and ask ourselves, are these things very enriching and nourishing to our spirits?
所以有的时候让我们真是要安静下来，好好想一想，难道这些东西真的能使我们里面得到满足和充足吗？
Or is it just satisfying our souls?
只是让我们的魂得到暂时的满足。
These two prayers that we have just read from the Apostle Paul through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, I think really captures what the Lord wants to do for us.
所以保罗，我们刚才读的两段圣经，保罗的祷告真是神他要我们真是要得着的。
Not only what is it that he wants to do, but what is it that the Lord God wants to accomplish?
这不但是神他要怎样做，他而且是要怎样的在我们身上所要做成完成的工作。
As we read through these prayers very carefully, we can see that there are several things that the apostle prays for us for.
我们如果就读刚才讲的祷告的时候，我们仔细的读的时候，就知道我们这个扫罗他在哪些方面他的特别的祷告。
That the Lord God would give unto us.
这是神他要赐给我们的。
First of all, that he would give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
第一个他求的是要给我们智慧和启示的灵，是对在认识主耶稣基督里面。
Secondly, that we may come and know him, and what is the hope of his calling.
第二个是知道他让我们知道他的何等的恩召。
What are the riches of the glories of his inheritance?
因为在他的基业里面是何等的丰盛。
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power?
特别是他的大能大力。
And then over in the second prayer, we see that the apostle prays that we might be strengthened in his might and his power.
在第二个祷告里面，特别讲的是我们能够在他的爱里面被坚立坚固。
The brother writes in really in both of these prayers some extra explanation as to why he has his heart that the Lord would grant us such things.
所以我们的弟兄他在这里写祷告的时候，他也写为什么神要给他有这样的负担。他要为我们求。
And there's really basically two that I would like to sum it up with this morning.
就根据这方面，我想来做一些总结。
You know, the Apostle Paul, he is an incredible man.
这个保罗确实是不简单的一个人。
Very well educated.
他的有非常好的高的教育。
But he writes in these terribly long verses.
但是他确实他写的这些这些词句是非常非常的，可以说。比较糟糕的长。
And sometimes it can be very difficult, confusing to really pick out what is it that he's getting at.
当我们在读的时候，有的时候确实对我们来说很难，到底他要在这里讲什么。
So I think we really have to trust the leading of the Spirit.
所以我们确实要相信我们的圣灵会带领我们。
To guide us back into all truth.
真是让我们带领我们进入一切的真理。
And so the two items that I feel that the apostle is driving towards as he asks the Lord to provide the saints with all these blessings and these gifts.
所以第一个在这里讲到保罗是他所求的就是要我们所有的这些圣徒们能够得到神的这样的恩典。
Is one that we would come to know this love of Christ which surpasses all knowledge.
所以特别是这个他要给我们赐我们的所有的智慧和启示能够认识主耶稣基督。
And then secondly is that all things would come into fullness.
那第二个就是所有的事情我们都能够在他的充满里面万有的里面被充满。
Not just that we as saints in the Lord would come to all the fullness of God.
不但是我们这些在主里的圣徒们能够得到他的完全的丰盛。
But that Christ himself and the Father God himself might truly be all in all.
真是而且是不但是我们被充满而且是让主耶稣基督和我们的父神他真正的成为我们所有的一切。
That they would be able to find pleasure when they see their people, the church, entering into their fullness.
真是让他们能够因着他的教会，我们的人被完全的建造丰满，而且他们得到喜悦。
So the first thing then that Paul asked to grant unto us is that we might have a spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以第一个保罗为我们所祈求的就是我们有智慧和启示的灵。
We know that this world we live in today, that there is much wisdom and really much vision.
我们知道我们如今我们活在的世上有许多的智慧，也有许多的启示。
But sadly, not too much of it is of the Lord, and not with the right spirit.
但是我们可悲的是，不是许多都是真正是从主那里来的。
No, we really live in a very complex world.
我们是确确实活在一个比较错综复杂的世界。
It's quite sophisticated in advance.
是非常
quite complex.
非常复杂的，是非常复杂的一个。
And our access to knowledge is so incredible.
我们可以现在得到各种各样的知识是非常容易。
And we have so much available at our fingertips, literally.
有的时候可以说，简单说，就在我们的手边，很容易就得到各种各样的知识。
As almost all of us carry phones and devices, and we're tapped into the internet.
所以我们手上拿的电话也好，我们的其他的一些设备，我们很容易就经过这个无线网我们就得到。
There's so much technology out there.
所以很多的高科技在那里。
And technology is turning over and changing so fast.
因为因着这些高科技使我们的生活就是完全的又步骤的加快。
You know that if you don't buy a new phone every couple of years, then you're out of date. Your system doesn't work anymore.
如果你的电话不是几年就赶紧更新的话，你可能就赶不上这个潮流了。
You know, it's amazing how fast we've blown by technology in the past generations.
所以可以说我们在过去的这个这个那个年代世代里面，我们的技术发展是多么的快。
Just in the past 40-50 years, we've advanced so much more than all the past generations combined.
可以说过去的40年、50年，我们所有的这个科技上面的发展，可以说远远超过过去几个世代的。
And I think that's very true up here in the Northwest, as it is in the Bay Area.
特别是我们在西北部这个地区和湾区这个地方来说，更加如此。
There is no shortage of brilliant minds and individuals who have great drive.
所以这边就是我们许多许多的非常聪明的人在我们当中。
I think of the Boeing Company back in the 50s and the 60s up here.
我们讲到在波音的时候，是在50年代、60年代的时候。
I think of Microsoft in the 80s and the 90s.
包括在80年代、90年代是微软它的兴起。
And of course, now we think of Amazon, it's eating everything up.
所以现在我们讲到一提到就亚马逊它的兴起。
There are a lot of smart people up there.
那么许多聪明的人。
There are a lot of people with drive and passion.
所以许多人非常有才智的人在当中。
But is that passion and that drive for the Lord?
这个我们真正的驱动是不是让我们来认识神？
You know, the Apostle Paul was an individual who had a lot of passion and drive.
保罗他自己就是一个他很有热心的人。
He wanted to do what was good and what was right.
因为他想做是善的事情。
And this was even before he became known as the Apostle Paul. This was even back in the days when he was known as Saul of Tarsus.
他有这样的热心要做这样的善事的时候，在他成为保罗之前，就是他成为他那个时候叫做扫罗。
He was a man who was so full of confidence in his own abilities and his own wisdom.
所以这个人他是有完全的信心，他充满了智慧和这个启示。
He was very well educated and trained.
他的得到非常好的教育。
You know, he's a Pharisee.
他是法利赛人。
I trained under Gamaliel.
他是在加马列门下
的门徒。Who was a highly regarded rabbi.
因为他是一个得到人很尊崇的一个拉比。
Paul recounted himself as being elite.
因为他知道自己是在他的同伴人当中，他是一个杰出的人。
A Hebrew of Hebrews, the best of the best.
他是希伯来人的希伯来人，他是最好的最好的。
And he even saw himself as one who was righteous and blameless according to the law.
因为他说他曾说自己按照律法来说他是无可指摘的。
He could argue and reason with the best of them.
因为他可以和许多的人在这里辩论。
For he knew the law inside and out, front to back, left to right.
因为他对这个律法是滚瓜烂熟。
From the world standpoint, he was an expert, distinguished in his field.
因为可以说，在从世界的标准来看，他是一个非常杰出的一个专家。
How could anyone argue against him?
没有任何人能够驳倒他。
He was also a man who was full of conviction, full of drive.
而且他也是人，他有这个确实的信念和他的完全的热心。
And he lived according to a particular vision.
因为他照着他自己的所看见的意象，他在追赶，在往前冲。
And that was to destroy the name of Jesus.
这也是他用他要来在这里要来把。
So he went,
耶稣的名除掉。
So he went out of his way to persecute the church and the believers.
所以他就是来逼迫这基督徒和教会。
He would enter into homes and drag them away into prison.
他是到他们各家把他们拉出来，然后关到监里。
He even went so far as to get permission from the high priest to go to foreign cities to persecute and bring them back.
也就是他从大祭司那里得到逮捕令，可以到各个城市里面去把他们抓基督徒。
Saul did many things that were hostile to the name of Jesus Christ.
可以说这个扫罗他所做的许多的事情是敌对耶稣的。
He thought he knew God.
他自己认为他认识神。
He thought he was doing what God wanted.
因为他认为他是做神所要他做的。
But in fact, he really had such a small view, such a narrow view of who the Lord God was.
实际上他真正的他看见的神是那么的狭窄。
And as a result, God had to radically transform him and change him, and remake him.
所以以至于不得不让神来完完全全的彻底的来改变他。
And it happened one day.
就在那一天就发生了。
As he was on his way to Damascus to persecute and bind up more Christians.
就在那天他正在去大马士革的路上，他要去逮捕迫害基督徒的时候。
And there the Lord God stopped him.
我们的主在这里阻止了他。
And Jesus Christ appeared to him.
主耶稣向他显现。
In this wonderful revelation.
真是给他看见这样的一个启示。
With this bright light from heaven.
真是一个大光强大的光来照着他。
And this booming voice.
而且他里面像雷声一样的声音。
That Saul fell and was blinded.
真是让这个扫罗完全的就软化了他，而且趴了，他瘫下来了。
And I think much to his surprise, he found that it was the voice of Jesus.
但是他特别的惊奇的是，他发现这个声音是耶稣的声音。
The very one whom he was trying to destroy.
就是那个耶稣他所逼迫的。
So the Lord had to give Paul a new vision, a heavenly vision.
所以这是主耶稣就给保罗一个新的启示。
To show Paul that he was truly not righteous.
所以他就让保罗自己看见他不是无可指责的。
And that it isn't by man's righteousness, man's ability to follow the law that is going to gain him kingdom, entrance into the kingdom.
所以你按照人的义你是进不了这个神的国的。
But that man's righteousness stands on nothing but Christ and Christ alone.
所以我们只有靠着主耶稣他自己才能够亲近真正得到他的义。
And so it was actually those who would be poor in spirit, these would be the ones who would inherit the kingdom of God.
所以真是这些我们被圣灵所带领的能够真正的进入神的国。
So Paul was a man who had a great vision.
所以这个保罗他得到了这样的伟大的意象。
But it was not the right vision because it was not of the Lord.
对不起，保罗刚才他有的意象不是真正是从神来的。
And so that is why when the Lord had touched him and changed him and remade his vision in his mind.
所以这就是为什么我们的主他要来真正的改变这个扫罗。
That he was able to write such things as this.
他想真正的要做的事情。
He understood the importance of revelation and wisdom.
因为所以他才明白知道这个重要性，这个智慧和启示是那样的重要。
Because that really is the starting point of how we move out.
因为这是我们真正我们的起点。
So we may be people this morning, even saints in the Lord, that have a lot of knowledge.
我们也是这样，可能是我们在我们这些圣徒们在主里面，我们可能有许多的知识。
We may have had a lot of experiences.
我们也有很多的经历。
We may even have that passion, that zeal.
我们也可能有这样的热心。
But if we don't have it of the Lord, in the Lord, then it is of no value.
如果我们不是从主来的，也不是在主里的话，那就没有任何的价值。
Because our wisdom and our vision, our revelation needs to come from above.
我们的意象，我们的智慧，我们的启示 应该是从上面来。
That is our starting point.
这是我们的起点。
Because only that which is from above is true and lasting.
因为我们知道，只有它是真正的真理，而且是永远长存的。
The things of this earth are broken, are fallen, it's corrupt.
因为我们这个地上是会毁灭，会将要废去。
So we need to look to our Lord Jesus Christ to be the one who leads us and gives us this revelation and this wisdom.
所以我们正是要仰望我们的主，他赐我们智慧、启示和意象。
So the other matter that Paul prays for that we might have is that the eyes of our hearts might be enlightened.
另一个就是保罗在这里为我们所祈求的，就是我们心灵的眼睛会被照亮。
He desires for us to see him with our hearts and not necessarily our eyes or our minds.
所以他要我们真正看见，是我们的心能够看见我们的主，而不只是我们的肉眼。
When Paul encountered the Lord Jesus on that road to Damascus,
那天当扫罗他在路上遇见这个耶稣的时候，
his companions beheld that light, they heard the sound.
与他同伴的人也同样是听到有大的巨响的声音。
But they didn't see anyone, and they didn't understand the voice.
但是他们没有看见任何人，也没有听见他的声音。
They only had a small glimpse of the glory of God.
他们大概就看到了这么一点点神的荣耀。
But Paul saw firsthand and directly from the Lord.
但是保罗他却不一样，他是完全经历了，他是亲身经历了神的伟大。
Not just physically, but spiritually with his heart.
不但是这个从我们这个物质界，而且他是心灵里面真正的经历了。
For it's with the hearts that we really see, because the hearts form the core of who we are.
所以真正是我们里面的心，我们所看见了，我们认识，因为这个只有这心才能真正的确定我们是到底是谁。
And it's important for us today to not only see Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior.
所以保罗说，所以今天看到了我们主耶稣，不但是我们的主，我们的救主。
But that we would see him as our head.
而且他看见他是我们的头。
As he who has first place.
因为他是居首位的。
In all things, in our lives.
所在所有的事上，在我们所有的生命当中。
In my life, in your life.
在你的生命当中，在我的生命当中，他都是居首位的。
In all of creation.
所以在所有的被创造的里面。
This is what we need to see with the eyes of our heart.
这就是为什么我们要靠我们心灵的眼睛能够认识他。
You know, Paul, he knew Jesus by name.
我们知道，保罗他一上来是知道耶稣的名，
but he did not know him in truth.
但是实际上他没有真正的认识他。
He did not know him personally nor experientially.
他没有自己亲自的经历他。
Until that day that he met him on the road to Damascus.
只等到那一天，他在去大马士革的路上。
Because prior to that time, he didn't see and believe Jesus was Lord and Savior.
因为在这个之前，他并不相信主耶稣是主。
He did not see Jesus as king in his head.
他也没有看到这个主耶稣是那个头。
Rather, he saw Jesus as one who is a heretic.
他所看到的主耶稣是异端。
He was a deviation that crazy people followed after.
他看到他是带领人许多人走偏的。
And that not only did this name need to be destroyed, but also all these.People who followed after Jesus, they had to be destroyed.
他不但要除灭耶稣的名，包括这些跟随他的人，他一定也要都除灭。
So the Lord had to do a great work to change Paul.
所以我们的主要做个非常伟大的工作来改变他。
And so the Lord stopped Paul dead in his tracks.
所以正是在保罗在行走的时候神就在主就在这里。
Even as he was on his way towards more destruction.
因为他正在要去做更大的破坏的工作。
And the Lord had to blind him and remake his vision.
所以我们的主一定要让他的眼睛而且瞎了。
So by experiencing the Lord firsthand, Paul was able to come and know several things about what it really means to know the Lord.
所以也就是因着这保罗他得到了真正知道就从哪几点来真正的认识我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is what he would want us to know as the eyes of our hearts are enlightened.
所以他就是为什么也要我们也能够认识要我们的心灵的眼睛被照明。
That we would know the hope of his calling.
我们知道我们的何等的恩召。
That Paul was given a new hope.
真是保罗他也是自己得到了这样的一个盼望。
He wasn't headed any longer in his dead ways.
因为他不再向着他的 那个死亡的目标 而去。
And gone was his former way of life.
而且他是真正得到了神生命的道路。
His former convictions, his former way of thinking.
他说以前他所有的思想意念的话。
In place of that was a new way of life.
而且被所取代的是一个新的生命。
With new wisdom, a new vision.
是一个新的智慧，新的启示。
For he had been apprehended.
所以他是对他来讲还不能完全的彻度。
And made subject to a new master.
所以他只有顺服在这个主的新的这个真正的主的面前。
And as such, this radically transformed him, this new hope that he was given.
所以借着这样的非常巨大的改变，他而且给了他这样一个新的一个希望。
His desire was no longer to throw people into prison.
所以他不再是要把人带到监狱里去。
But rather he wanted to unlock people from the prison of sin.
因为他真是想要拯救许多人从最终被囚里面拯救出来。
And he no longer wanted to seek out and kill the heretics.
所以他不在这里看到好像是在抓这个异端。
But instead he worked so hard to save those who were opposed and separated from God.
所以他正是在竭力的在帮助在拯救这些与神隔绝的人。
Paul came to see and understand that this hope that he was given was a hope that was filled with so much grace.
因为他保罗特别的看到他所有的这个希望和盼望是神所给他的充充满满的。
Paul also grew to appreciate the riches of the glory of the Lord's inheritance.
所以保罗他特别的满意神所在赐给他的在主耶稣基督里的基业。
Because Paul was given new riches.
因为保罗是得到了丰盛。
Not the riches of this world which fade and spoil and perish.
他并不是讲说得到的丰盛是在这个世上能够败坏能够废去的。
But he was given true eternal riches. Those that will not be destroyed.
所以他所得到的真正的丰盛是在这个灵里面的而且是永远的丰盛。
That which cannot be taken away.
这个是不会被挪去的。
And he found himself that he was no longer just a son of Abraham.
所以他这个时候知道自己不仅仅是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
But now that he was actually the son of God. A son of God.
然后他知道他自己实际上是神的儿女。
And he was no longer just a servant in Moses' house and following after the law.
他不再是按照摩西的律法在神的家中来服侍。
But he was actually a servant in God's house.
因为他自己是直接在神的家里面直接的在服侍。
And he was given all the rights of a son.
因为他给了所有做儿女的权柄。
And all the rights of this inheritance.
所有的给他在基业里面所有的丰盛。
In Christ, we have these same inheritance.
因为我们是在主耶稣基督里面得到同得基业。
That which is rich and that which is glorious.
这是最最的丰盛，这是荣耀。
And of course, Paul experienced this surpassing greatness of the Lord's power in his life.
因为保罗他自己特别经历了神的这样的超过所有一切的恩典。
Blind and so dead to the truth of God.
所以他真是在神的面前他知道自己是多么的瞎眼。
So far away from the heart of the Lord.
他知道他按照神的心意他是多么的远。
So bound up in his own wisdom, his own understanding.
只是被他自己的聪明和智慧所陷在里面。
So full of pride.
他充满了骄傲。
That the Lord had to do such a tremendous work to change him, to break him.
所以我们的主要做他的巨大的工作来改变他。
So God interceded and came into his life.
所以我们的主来到他的生命当中。
And all the old things about Paul were crucified.
所以所有的老的保罗他完全钉在十字架上。
And behold, new things came.
所以一个新的生命就来了。
He was given a new vision, a new wisdom, a new life.
所以给了一个新的智慧新的启示和新的生命。
And it was all based on the power and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为这所有的一切都是根据我们主耶稣的死里复活的大能。
So as we move on and we look at the second prayer of Paul in Ephesians 3.
所以我们继续看如果讲到保罗的第二个这个祷告。
We see that Paul picks up from where the first prayer ends.
所以保罗他是从继续第一个祷告开始。
That is insofar as what he asked of the Lord to grant unto us.
所以他就继续在神面前祈求要来赐给我们的。
In this second prayer, Paul asked that the Lord would grant to us the strength of his power.
所以在这里第二个祷告里面保罗向神祈求要给我们就是他的大能。
And I think when we really put these two prayers next to each other, we, We cannot help but give praise and thanks to our Lord.
如果我们把这两个祷告放在一起的话，我们不得不来赞美我们的神。
Because we see how amazing and how kind and compassionate our Lord is.
真是啊，多么的美妙啊，奇妙！他要把这些的他的大能赐给我们。
That He would not just want us to know. He writes in that first prayer that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened.
他不但只要我们要知道他，就是前面讲的，我们心里的眼睛被照明。
That we can come and know Him, and we can come and know the surpassing greatness of His power towards us who believe.
所以能够让我们而且来认识他，来认识他这样的何等的恩典。
But in the second prayer, He adds on to this.
第二个祷告，他就更加在这方面加强。
And He not only prays that we would know from the first prayer, but He prays that we may actually be strengthened.In the Lord's might.
在第二个祷告里面，不但我们能够认识他，而且我们能够在他的爱中被坚固。
With that same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead.
是靠着这个让主耶稣基督复活的大能。
And seated him above all rule and authority and power and dominion.
让他在所有的一切之上，在所有的权柄之上。
And gave to him a name that is above all names.
让他的名超过一切所有的名。
Both in this time and the time to come.
不但是今世的，而且来世的。
This is the power of the Lord.
这就是我们主的他的大能。
This is what the Lord has done.
这就是我们的主他所成就的。
And this is what the Lord gives to us, those who are in Christ.
这也是我们的主他要给我们的，在因着主耶稣基督所赐给我们的。
Not just so that we would know it, not just so that we see our parents.Exercising it, not that we just see other brothers and sisters in Christ living it.
不但是讲到我们这里可以看见我们的作为一个父母亲也好，或者在这里的我们怎样来实行。
But that each one of us could experience it and live it for ourselves.
我们而且是我们每一个人自己，我们能够亲自的经历。
Because the Lord God wants us to have it.
因为我们的主他要我们有他这样的。
And we can see it from the way he pens it. He writes it.
我们可以看他在哪里特别指引我们。
That we would be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner man.
他就讲的让我们里面的大能因着能够坚强我们里面的人。
This is a spirit that we read about this morning.
这也是这个灵是我们今天早上读到的。
At the Lord's table.
我们是在薄饼的时候。
About how the Spirit has been given to us as a pledge for our inheritance.
因为他给了我们他的灵作为一个印记，让我们里面得到他的基业。
So the Spirit has been placed within us as a deposit.
因为这个圣灵在我们里面相当于作为一个印记。
And to do this wonderful work in us, to lead us, to guide us.
所以他在我们里面做他要做的工作，来引领我们，来带领我们。
And to make our hearts ready and right for the Lord.
让我们的心能够预备好，对着我们的主。
Because as we read on about Paul's second prayer.
如果我们在这读保罗的第二个祷告的时候
，We see that Christ actually wants to dwell in our hearts.
因为我们看到主耶稣，他愿意住在我们里面。
That He wants to take residence within us.
因为他要与我们同住。
And He wants to show us all the good things, all the blessings.
所以他要让我们显明里面许多的更多的美善和祝福。
All the things that He has prepared for us.
他所有的事情为我们所准备一切的丰盛。
But our hearts right for the Lord.
让我们的心能够预备好来迎接主。
Is it a place that He would be pleased to dwell in?
让我们的心能够成为他所满意、所喜悦的，在我们里面居住。
Have we allowed the Spirit to sweep out all the dark things, all the secret things that are in our hearts?
让我们正是这个灵把我们里面的所有的秘密也好，所有的恶的黑暗驱逐出去。
And have we handed it over to the Lord?
将把这些都一起交给我们的主。
Now, as I was preparing the sharing, I could not help but think of a testimony of this sister who recently came to believe in the Lord.
我在你分享的时候，就让我想起有一位姐妹刚刚来认识主的姐妹。
She started meeting with us maybe last fall or end of last year.
从去年秋天，她开始跟我们在一起聚会。
She had a broken marriage, a broken heart.Broken expectations.
所以他的婚姻是破裂的，他的心也是碎的。
And up until the time that she had met the Lord, she thought she was happy.
一直在认识主之前，他认为他认识的主，他就非常的喜乐。
Isn't that funny how the enemy of this world can deceive individuals?
我们看到这个世界上的我们的敌人是怎样能够来诱骗 诱导我们每一个人。
Now things can be so broken amongst us, and yet there's still times within us that we want to think, "Oh, everything's okay."
虽然我们很多事情都是啊破烂不堪，但是里面好像还是会给我们一点想法，觉得这是还是可以的，还是可以。
But I think the Lord wants to show us and tell us that everything is not okay.
所以实际上我们的主让我们自己知道，像这种事情是啊。不是好的，是啊，不能接受。
Everything is not okay if we're outside of the Lord.
如果我们所有的我们是在主外面的话，我们是啊，是实在是不好的。
And I think the reason why she thought she was okay was because she was such a capable and strong-willed individual.
在她认识主之前，她认为自己还是可以的话，因为她是非常强的一个人。
That she could always find a way to make it happen.
因为她不管怎么样，能够想用各种的办法，总能够啊，能够啊度过。
And so I think the Lord had to touch her in a place where it hurt the most.
所以我们的主要特别的来摸着她，来对付她。
She has one child, one daughter.
她有一个孩子，就是一个女儿。
And I believe sometime last year, her daughter became ill.
但是去年不知道什么时候，她这个女儿生病了。
She actually began to go blind and to go deaf.
而且她是经历了眼睛在瞎，而且是在慢慢的病越来越重。
I suspect it was something neurological.
所以怀疑可能是在它里面的就是
sorry
基因神经系统有问题。
I shouldn't have tested our brother and the rest of you.
神经系统。
She went to many doctors.
所以她看了许多的医生。
She kept going time and time again.
所以她一再一再的去看医生。
And they kept telling her, "We can't do anything for you."
但是医生就说，我们真是没有任何办法。
We cannot help her.
我们没有办法能帮你。
But the Lord was merciful.
但是神是这样的，有恩典的神。
She came in. She came to find a doctor who could help her.
So 她终于找到了一个医生是可以帮助她的。
And through the hands of the Lord, her daughter was healed miraculously.
所以借着我们神的主的手。她的女儿得到完全的医治。
Her sight and her hearing, her cognitive skills were all restored.
所以她的眼睛的视力，她的头发也都耳朵听力也都恢复了。
It is really unexplainable.
我们好像真是没有办法的能够解释这些事。
Now this doctor that she came into contact with is actually a brother in our assembly.
所以这个医生那个是来帮助她的，实际上是我们一起聚会的弟兄。
And the Lord was able to use his hands and his wisdom to show forth the Lord's glory.
所以神可以用这位弟兄他的智慧他的手来医治这位他的女儿。
It's not too often we hear of testimonies like this.
所以我们不常常听到有这样的见证。
Where we see such a great and dramatic change.
所以我们看到这个突然的改变。
But the Lord is able to do things that man cannot do.
所以但是我们的神他可以做所有的事情是我们人所不能做的。
And this woman was one who saw that firsthand.
所以这位姐妹这位妇女她是亲身经历了神的这样的作为。
And so because of this great work that the Lord had done through our brother in the Lord.
因为我们神借着我们的弟兄在他做成他这样的工作。
As she saw her daughter being healed and restored.
她看见自己的女儿被完全的医治和恢复。
She changed her heart.
她的心也改变了。
And she gave her life over to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以她愿意把自己的心献给神。
And she has been so excited since then, this past half year.
所以自从那件事之后，她一直非常的喜乐。
She realizes that there is this higher power at work.
因为他知道那里是个最高的那个大能在那里做工。
That goes beyond her ways and her wisdom.
因为所有所做的大能是超过我们所他所想所知的。
This past week, she chose to get baptized.
所以在过去的这周里面，她决定她要来受洗。
She along with 10 other brethren chose to enter in the waters of baptism.
所以他和其他的另外十位一起来受洗归入主名。
And she testified of the Lord again.
所以他在神的面众人的面前做见证。
And she was so excited and there had been so much change in her life that she had invited many of her family to come. And there's 14 family members and friends that came last week to hear the testimony of the Lord.
所以在他受洗时，他那样的兴奋和高兴，他邀请了十四位他的家人的亲属一起来见证这位主在他身上所成就。
Praise the Lord for His power and His hand, His mercy.
我们真是感谢主，他的大能，他的恩典。
That this power that and this love that He wants us to know is not just something of the mind.
不只是我们好像脑子头脑里面认识到的这些神的大能和神的这个恩典。
But it's really of the heart. It's of our lives.
而不是头脑里面，真是让我们心里面真正的经历和认识。
The Lord God has been changing man from the beginning of time.
所以我们神他实际上在改变我们，在他起初的时候就开始了。
And He continues to change hearts and lives.
他仍然继续在做改变我们的心思意念和我们生命的工作。
But are we those who are willing to let the Lord change our hearts and our lives? Are we willing to open up our eyes and see the power of His might?
我们是不是也愿意让神来改变，来改变我们，让我们心里的眼睛能够被照亮？
Now, just like the sister, Paul was transformed when he experienced the love of God, God's mercy in his life.
就像借着我们的保罗，他是怎样的被神所改变的？他的生命怎样的被改变？
Because it's the love of God that captures a man or a woman's heart.
真正的是神的爱抓住了男人或者女人的心。
When Paul experienced the love of God, then his mind, his vision, his heart, his life changed.
所以保罗他是这样的爱神，所以他的心思意念都改变，他的智慧。
This is not the love of man, but this is the love of God. This is the agape love that we've heard about so many times.
所以真正讲这个不是我们人所讲的爱，乃是神的爱，就是叫agape的爱。
And all throughout the book of Ephesians, I know the book of Ephesians is a very high book. It's a very spiritual book.
我们知道，我们讲到回到以弗所书，我们都知道这是一个非常在讲到属灵里面的事情。
In some ways, the way that Paul writes, he makes it even more challenging and difficult to understand at times.
特别是当保罗在写这个书的时候，他让很多的事情可能更复杂了一些。
That is when we read it with our minds.
所以这就是要让我们能够。
But when we read it with our hearts and we're led by the Spirit,
当我们是用我们的头脑来读的时候有这样感觉，但是我们从我们的心有圣灵带领去读的时候
，we see that all these very high things.
我们可以看到真正的许多在天上的事情。
That the eternal purpose of God.
我们能看到神给我们看到永远的旨意。
Has been made simple in some way, easy enough for us to understand.
所以让神的旨意没有任何的拦阻在我们面前能够显明出来。
That we as men in all of our limitations.
我们人有很多很多的限制。
Are still able to sense and understand to some degree the eternal purpose of God and His will.
但是我们还是能够真正的认识主和神他真正的永远的旨意。
Because we see God's purpose expressed through His love.
所以我们就看见神他从经他的用他的爱将他的旨永远的旨意显明出来。
Through this agape love.
真我们看到这是真正的神那里的爱。
You may find it hard to believe that a spiritual book like this, the spiritual letter, has the word agape love written in it in 14 different verses. Many times, in fact, multiple times sometimes in some verses.
所以你不可想象刚关于讲到这本以弗所书是那样的谈到属灵的事情里面竟然有14多处是讲到神的大爱。
That behind the high things of God, there is still this message, this purpose of love.
所以在神他里面所隐藏的就显明出来神的大爱和他永远的旨意。
And this is something that we are asked to take hold of.
这就是我们被要求我们能够紧紧所抓住的。
Because the Lord grants us all these gifts and all these blessings.
因为主他在他的里面给了我们那么多的丰盛。
So that for one of the purposes that we may know what the love of God is.
所以其中一个真正的目的是要让我们真正的知道
so that we may be able to comprehend it.
我们能够真正的明白这样深奥的这个爱。
And we know from reading the book of Revelations as the church of Ephesus is written about.
我们知道我们在读启示录的时候里面特别有提到这个以弗所教会。
That these saints in this locality here lost their first love.
讲到他们这些以弗所的这些圣徒们他们主责备他们丢失了起初的爱。
That even though the God of love, the love of God is so great and can be so far reaching and overwhelming.
因为我们虽然知道那个神他的爱是那么的伟大，但对他们来说，他们好像是很难真正的得到。
And we fill our hearts with so many things of this world.
如果我们不太注意的话，我们常常会我们的心会被其他的事情所充满。
Then we too will lose that first love.
所以我们也会一样丢失了起初的爱。
And the Lord will not be able to have His place within our hearts.
所以我们主就不会在我们的心里有他应当有的地位。
When Paul writes about that, when it's written about this first love,
当这个保罗在写到这个起初的爱的时候
it's not Paul, it's in Revelations.
对不起，不是保罗，是在启示录里面讲到这个起初的爱的时候。
This first love does not talk about that which comes first in time.
他这个并不是讲好像是第一或者第二。
It really talks about that which is to be first place.In our hearts.
它完完全全讲的是在我们心里面要有的地位。
It's that which is to have first priority in our lives.
这就是为什么我们在我们的生命当中，我们要知道什么是优先的次序。
And so the Lord would want that love of God to have first place, first priority in our hearts.
所以神才是要我们把它放在我们心里面的第一位。
Because when the love of God takes root in our hearts.
因为神他要让我们的心里面在我们心里扎根
and it becomes grounded in our lives
甚至让我们的生命是有根有基
then the Lord will have his way
我们就让神能够在我们生命当中做他的主权
so we're also encouraged here that this love that we're to comprehend is not just something that we do individually it's not just something that we have individually
so 我们刚才讲到我们所要认识的真正的知道这个爱不是光是从为我们自己的
But that is really together with all the saints.
所以是完完全让我们能够在一起我们所有的圣徒们在一起
that we are to comprehend this love.
让我们真正的这样的大爱这样长阔高深的爱
And that is why it's so important that we have the Lord God residing within us and having that Holy Spirit in the inner man.
所以这就为什么非常重要我们的主要住在我们里面那圣灵要充满我们
Because living within the body of Christ is not something that is easy.
所以真正讲起来我们如果住在主的里面不是那么容易的事情
you know if we were to read on in here in Ephesians even just looking at chapter 4 verses 1 and verse 2 we see Paul exhorts us to live in a manner worthy of this calling
所以我们如果讲到包括讲到保罗也是这样在第四章里面第一节里面是讲他要我们要活出的生命能配得上主这样的恩召
with humility gentleness patience
让我们的谦卑让我们谦卑顺服
showing forbearance and love to one another
让我们互相彼此的相爱接纳来宽容
this is not something that's easy to do
这些事情都不是那么容易所做
I think at times it would have just been so much easier if the Spirit led Paul to just write be strong be firm don't give up
所以可能对保罗来讲如果给他叫大家说我们不要放弃我们要坚强要刚强可能对他来说写这些
And those words of encouragement are written in other letters in other places
这些鼓励的话语是在其他的信中是有的
But here in the book of Ephesians right after this prayer in chapter 4 verses 1 and 2
所以特别是讲到在这个第四章里面讲的这些词刚才讲到的
We see all these soft skills soft assetsthat the Lord would want us to have and to demonstrate and practice.
所以看到这些讲到这些是我们内在我们里面心里面所要有的这些经历和经验。
Because we are to live as one in the body of Christ.
因为是他让我们能够真正的住在主的里面成为一个身体。
You know, whenever we come together as brothers and sisters in Christ, we must be ready to love one another.
当我们成为主的儿女的时候我们必须要准备好我们要彼此相爱。
And I really see that in our assembly through the lunch service that we have.
我确实在我们的我们的聚会当中，我看到关于讲的中饭。
I don't know what sort of arrangements you have here, whether you ever you take meals and share meals together on Sundays or maybe Friday nights.
我不知道你们这边的时候讲到有讲到星期天或者星期五在一起吃饭的时候。
But I know as Chinese people, we really enjoy our food.
因为我们知道，我们中国人是非常喜欢吃。
A lot happens around the meal table.
我们在这个餐桌上面的话，我们可以说非常的丰富多彩。
So the Lord has a lot to teach us.
当然主
as we gather together at the meal table.
主他有很多事情他要来教导我们，当我们在聚在一起的时候。
So many lessons to learn.
我们可以学到许多的功课。
I have many things I could share, but we don't have enough time, I don't think.
我有许多的事情可以跟你们分享，但是我们时间方面可能有限。
But I'll just share one.
我跟你们分享一点。
Now we have a sister in the Lord who oversees the administration, the service in the kitchen.
所以我们有一个姐妹在主里，她是特别负责这个厨房工作的。
And she's a professional. She works in that field.
她也是个专业的做这个食品工作的。
And so she has some very high standards.
所以她的标准是相当相当的高。
And that's very good for us. Otherwise, we would get sick.
当然对我们来说，就我们吃的人说很好，因为这样卫生的话，我们不容易得病。
It's just like in the Old Testament. Sometimes we ask, how come God is so exacting and so precise? He has all this so into cleanliness.
所以就像在旧约里面，为什么神所讲的每一件事都要那么精确准确
？No, they say cleanliness is the next best thing to godliness.
所以他讲的这个清洁是仅居于在那个圣洁。
There's some truth to that.
确确实实，这个是的。
So anyway, this sister, this poor sister, has to deal with all us brothers, all us brethren who really don't handle and prepare meat and prepare food so well.
所以我们这个可怜的姐妹，她就确实要怎样来带领这些弟兄们他们确实没有很好的来准备来吃这个
There's one brother there who always likes to help prepare the meals.
有一个弟兄他很愿意一起来帮忙来。
And one of his specialties is cooking and dealing preparing raw pork with tofu.
Raw pork. 他特别的拿手的菜是一个猪肉和豆腐麻婆豆腐，麻婆豆腐，
麻婆豆腐 ，Yeah, we like adding the spice in it.
它是比较辣的麻婆豆腐。
And so when he prepares it, boy, he gets into it.
所以他在准备的时候，他确确实实非常认真。
And you can tell he's been preparing it.
因为你知道他是在那里准备。
You walk down in the kitchen, you see the pork. It's splattered all over the cabinets and the countertops.
所以你可以进来时就看到他的这个什么猪肉猪肉末是到处横飞，是吧？
And our poor sister just coming after him, wiping up after him.
So 我们这可怜的姐妹就是跟着她后面收拾，就是清理跟她后面清理。
Just like at home after her own kids.
就像我们在家里面跟着孩子后面收拾一样的。
And so she's had to learn this lesson of forbearance.
所以这位姐妹确实在这里认要确实爱和彼此宽容。
And likewise, this brother has had to learn the lesson of forbearance.
这弟兄也是一样，也是要在这。
That he would learn to put up with the sister who's always after him.
所以他也要能够忍受这个姐妹老是跟在后面。
That we see that we take meals together for a greater purpose. It's not just to enjoy a simple meal together.
所以我们看到在这里，我们大家一起吃饭，不仅仅是在吃而已，确实有它。
But it's really so that we could gather together as Lord's people and spend more time in fellowship.
所以真正是让我们的神的儿女能够在一起，我们有这个时间，很好的时间。
So we really need to be covered in love.
我们真是要我们靠着爱来遮盖一切。
We come together as God's people.
我们真是当我们一起神的作为神的儿女在一起的时候。
And as we serve together as one body.
因为我们彼此服侍作为一个身体。
Because the Lord would want us as one body.To be able to express His fullness.
因为神他就是要我们成为他的一个身体，来彰显他一切的丰盛。
Because this is what the Lord's heart desire is.
因为这就是我们主他的心所要的。
That we would all come into fullness.
我们真是要在他里面成为完全的被充
满。These two prayers have similarities.
所以这两个祷告，保罗两个祷告有很多相似之处。
They really build upon one another.
他们也是彼此互相关联。
In so far as the progression, as far as what.Paul asked of the Lord.
特别是在保罗祈求的时候是一步一步进一步。
And in both of them, after Paul asked, we really get a better picture, a wider view of what God's heart is.
当保罗一步一步的祷告的时候，真是让我们的心里的眼睛被打开，看见更加宽广神的心意。
Really what it is, that is his eternal purpose.
特别他的就是他的永远的心意。
You know, the first prayer points out the glory of the Father.
特别讲到我们神的荣耀。
And what he has and what he will accomplish through the Son.
因为他是借着他所有和借着他的儿子所要成就的。
You know, not just what he gives to us.
不但是他所给我们的。
Not that we would only have the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
不但是他已经给我们所赐给我们的智慧和启示。
Not that we would only have this knowledge of him.
不但是这些我们在主耶稣基督认识他的他的知识。
And know the hope of
his
calling. And the riches and the glory of his inheritance.
而且是他在他给我们的基业。
And the surpassing greatness of his power.
是超过一切所有的大能。
It's more than that. Paul prays through.
当保罗更进一步的在赞美的时候，而且在追求的时候。
And he reveals to us what the Father God has done through his Son.
因为他向我们显明出来，我们的父神怎样是借着他的儿子，在坐在我们的身上。
That our Lord Jesus,
是我们的主耶稣基督
，was crucified.
他在十字架上被钉
，and raised from the dead.
而且是从死里复活
，and seated in the heavenly places.
而且是坐在天上的宝座
，far above all else.
说高于所有的一切。
Also that the Son might have the fullness.
而且他的儿子有充满那个丰盛的生命。
So that he may be all in all.
所以他会成为所有一切。
And then the second prayer builds upon the purpose as to why the Lord gives us all these gifts and blessings.
所以第二个祷告就继续前面说，为什么神要把这样的丰盛的恩典赐给我们。
That we could not only comprehend and know the love of God which surpasses knowledge.
不但我们能够真正的明白神这样子的大爱，
but that we could actually be filled up to all the fullness of God.
而且我们是能够被所有的被他所充满。
And in so doing, then the wisdom, the power, the love, and the glory of the Lord can be manifested.
所以让神的大能，所以他的智慧能在我们里面被得到彰显。
Because when that happens, the Lord God will have first place.
所以当那样的成就的时候，神就能成为真正的我们的神。
And he will truly be all in all.
所以他会成为真正的所有的一切。
This is what the Lord is looking in us today.
所以这也是我们的主他目前所要我们所成就的。
That we would be those individuals who would be part of this filling process.
所以我们会成为我们每一个个人都会成为他这个整个神要充满我们里面所的一部分。
I don't know whether you consider yourself a glass half full or half empty type of person.
我不知道你们会认为自己只是半瓶有半瓶水的瓶子也好半空半充满，
It's that expression to describe whether you are a pessimist or an optimist, whether you think it's not going to happen or whether you think it can really happen.
所以这个怎么看的话，完全是在你是是用正能量来看，还是负能量来看。
But you know the God that we serve, the God that we know, is not a half full or half empty type of God.
我们知道，我们所服侍的神，他并不是只有一半一半满，一半空的。
Because in His presence there is fullness of joy.
因为他所显现的是完完全全的丰盛的喜乐。
And at His table our cups overflow.
因为他的杯他的杯是满溢的。
No, the God that we serve is not a God of a half measures.
所以我们服侍的神没有任何的缺乏。
He's an overflowing God.
所以他是满充满了。
And he does all things well.
他所做的所有的事情。
Now Paul was also one who did not do things halfway.
所以保罗也是一样，他不是说只是做一半的事情。
And I think that's why the Lord God chose to capture him.
所以为什么我们的主要选择要来抓住保罗。
Even though he was so wrong and really so far off from the heart of God.
尽管他在起初的时候刚开始的时候他与神是那么的远他 做的是那么的错
There was some substance that the Lord could work with.
但是里面有东西神可以从他里面开始做工的
And the Lord wanted more of Paul.
所以神我们的主得到了这个保罗
Because Paul was not a man who did things halfway either.
所以因为保罗他自己本身并不是半吊子的人
And when he came to know the Lord.
因为他是要来认识神
He didn't want to be just those who, like one of those who entered halfway.
他并不是像那些人，好像说无所谓的人。
And lived a half life for the Lord.
好像是随随便便的。
He didn't want to be like his ancestors who was stuck in the wilderness for 40 years.
他不想成为他们祖先一样在旷野里面流荡了40年。
But he wanted to go in all the way.
因为他想完全的跟随。
He wanted to fully follow after the Lord.
他想完全跟随我们的主。
He aspired to be like Joshua and Caleb.
所以他被像约书亚 和迦勒一样的啊，鼓励了他。
Who entered into the Lord's promised land？
啊，能够真正的进入神的。
And they possessed the land，
而且能够得到这个产业。
And they entered into all the Lord's fullness，
所以完全进入神的。
With whole hearts， they followed after the Lord，
是他全心全意的来跟随神。
And so this was Paul's desire as well。
所以这就是保罗他的心志。
And we can sense that through his writings and through even these prayers。
所以我们可以从他的所写的书信和他的祷告里面。
The Lord God wants to a larger vision。
因为神他要我们有一个真正的很大的一个意向。
And our knowledge。
和我们的知识。
And our love。
和我们的爱。
He wants us to enter in that fullness。
他要我们进入他的完全的丰盛。
But do we know that？
那么我们自己知道吗？
Are we just satisfied with what the Lord has given to us today？
或者说我们只是满足于现状，现在神所赐给我们的。
Or what he gave to us last year？
或者他我们满足于他去年给我们。
Sometimes we can get so comfortable as believers。
所以有的时候我们会感到就。
And we can just
在懒惰在那个。
And we can just rest on what the Lord has done for us in the past。
所以我们就就完全就在神所给我们的祝福。
Five years ago, 10 years ago。
就是以前五年前或者十年前所给我们
的祝福里面，
因为神对我
，When the Lord used me，
当这个时候神向我说话要用我的时候
，20 years ago, 30 years ago，
尽管是可能是20年前、30年前的时候
，When I was a young man，
当我还是一个年轻人的时候
，When I was a student，
当我还是做学生的时候
，And I had such a pure and simple heart for the Lord，
我那时候是一个单纯一个心来为着神
，It's easy for us to get stuck。
我们很容易就卡在那里了。
And just look back at the great works that the Lord has accomplished in us。
我们的回顾神在我们身上所做的一切的伟大的工作。
But、praise be to the Lord, we should be thankful for that。
我们感谢神，我们赞美你，谢谢他所做的。
But the Lord wants to build upon that。
但是神要从他们继续的建造。
He wants us to grow。
他望我们成长。
He wants us to attain full maturity。
他要我们真是身量能够长成丰满身量。
Under the headship of our Lord Jesus Christ。
在我们的主耶稣的头的带领下。
So the Lord calls us to press on.
这是在这主在让我们要努力面前。
And to lay hold of Christ.
让我们紧紧的抓住我们的主耶稣。
It's not unlike one of the verses that we sang this morning, the hope of glory.
就像那个我们唱的诗歌一样。
That we would really be those who would run after our Lord.
真是我们这些人是紧紧的跟随主的。
And take hold of what He would have for us.
我们抓住他要我们所得到的。
You know, in my life, there's been a lot of things that the Lord has been teaching me in this past few years, probably especially in this past 6 months.
在过去的几年里面，特别是过去的六个月里面，主叫我有许多的功课学习。
Through work, through service, through family life.
借着工作场合，还有教会的服事，还有我的家庭的生活。
There is much busyness.
还有许多的忙碌。
In some ways, I have never felt quite so busy in my life.
有的时候，真是感觉到我从来没有像这样子的忙碌。
My wife and I have been running around, driving our boys to all their activities and their events.
就我跟我的妻子也是忙着把孩子送到各个地方参加各种活动。
We make it our goal to participate and make as many meetings as we can at the assembly.
特别是也是我们很注重我们要参加所有的聚会。
We have so much going on at our assembly.
所以在我们特别是在我们的聚会当中也有许多的事情。
And we don't want to miss out.
我们不想错过。
Nor do we want our children to miss out.
我们也不想我们的孩子也错过。
And then there's also so much going on at work.
特别是我们工作的地方也是非常的紧张。
You know, there's in business there are a lot of challenges.
因为特别我们知道我们是在外面做工许多的挑战。
And sometimes there's a lot of changes.
也有许多的改变。
There's a lot of turnover of personnel.
包括我们的人员的变动也很多。
You know, the company that I work for is in a transitional stage.
我所工作的公司它正在一个过渡转变的期间。
I'm a dinosaur at my company.
我是这个公司里面的一个可以算古老的老的人了，就是相当于像恐龙一样的，就是很久的了在这个公司。
I've been working there for the past 25 or so years.
所以我在这个公司已经工作了将近超过25年的时间。
Unprecedented by today's standards.
所以我们按照现在的标准可以说是很稀有的。
I'm thankful for all that the Lord has permitted me to do there.
我真是感谢神能够让我在那里所做的。
It's very fascinating, stimulating type of work.
So, 那边的工作非常的有趣。
And I've had many opportunities.
我也有许多的机会。
But in these past years, as the company is going through some transitions.
但是去年开始公司里面在做一些改变。
We've had to make some very hard decisions.
所以我们有些决定要非常难做。
And we've had to let people go.
我们还必须让有的人裁员。
And so I really feel that the Lord has been preparing me.
我特别是感觉到神在准备着我在这个时间里面。
You know, a few years ago, we had to cut the management level above me.
我们在过去几年里面，我们是裁员了一些在我上面的这些经理们。
And then over the past several years, I've had to slowly cut the management level below me.
但是又过了几年里面，又裁员许多在我以下面的这些主管部门。
And so of course I was perceptive enough to know what's going to happen next.
但是我确实我自己也在怀疑下面一步到底应该是怎么样了。
And I think you know what happens next.
我大概知道下面会怎么样。
But I thank the Lord because He still provides for me.
但我感谢神，他仍然供应我。
That He has placed me in another position.
他把我转到另外一个职位上面。
In this time, and I'm thankful.
这是我就非常的感恩。
It's something that I wanted to do.
这是我所想要做的。
And the Lord has permitted it.
因为神也是许可的。
But with change and taking on a new role, there's many things that one has to learn.
因为到了一个新的岗位，所以许多的事情我需要学。
And so I know now I have to spend a lot of extra time picking up and learning new things.
所以我知道我要花额外的更多的时间来学习，来掌握一些新的技术。
And I don't mind that.
但我倒不介意要做这些事情。
But as I saw this time, this day coming.
我知道，特别是当这个在日光每一天来到时候
，And as I was waiting before the Lord，
我在神的面前等候。
The prayer in my heart was that the Lord would not have me become so busy that I would miss out on serving the Lord。
所以我的祷告就是让我不要有这么样的忙碌，以至于我不
能
来侍奉你。
Because we have so many exciting things happening in our assembly。
因为特别是在我们的聚会当中，我们也有很多的事情在发生。
Especially with the young people。
特别是对待年轻人。
And just the changes, the ways that He has opened up for us in the past couple of years。
因为特别是他在我们面前所开拓的路。
For a year, and maybe I shared this with you the last time I'm here. My memory's not so good.
我可能有的跟你们已经分享过在上一次我来的时候，我的记忆力不是太好。
We struggled with starting a worship for the youth.
我们在准备这个年轻初中和高中方面的敬拜方面。
There are many reasons for it, and there are many reasons against it.
我们有很好的理由，我们要这样去做。让初中高中生来敬拜神，也有许多
不好的。So for years we placed it before the Lord. From time to time it would come up every few years.
所以我们可以说，过去几年我们真是在寻求神，到底是做还要不做这个青年初中高中生的敬拜。
And only a couple years ago the Lord opened the way.
直到几年前神开始给我们开路。
Because we had been seeing this large group influx of young people coming.
我们也知道，我们在大的聚会当中，我们也有许多的小群的这些年轻人在当中。
And then we would see them come,
我们看见他们来长大
，and go away,
然后的离开。
Not that the key was that they would come back,
并不是说他们说
fellowship this assembly,
我们并不是讲他们是回来跟我们一起再继续在这里有。
But that the key was that they would have a heart for the Lord.
因为关键是他们的心。是对的神的。
Anyway, so I'm going beyond my point here. There's been so much going on with the youth.
因为那个虽然有点离题，但是确实在我们的聚会当中，我们是有这方面特别初中高中生的问题。
And so there is much opportunity to serve them.
所以我们有很多很多的机会来服侍他们。
And to spend time with them.
我们要花时间跟他们在一起。
And you know, I'm not a gifted speaker. I'm not like our brother Jonathan.
我并不是很有恩赐的一个讲员，像我们的彭弟兄一样。
I can't come up with messages at an instant's notice.
我不能马上立刻就出来神的话语。
So I knew when we were starting in this direction that the Lord would have to prepare the words for us, the few brothers who would take up the lead in this in this service.
直到我们在开始这方面的侍奉的时候，我们知道一定要寻求神，向他祈求，我们能够有他的话语在我们当中。我们也有几位弟兄在神的话语上面来做装备。
And so it's taken much time.
所以要需要花很多的时间。
But I don't regret any of it.
但是我并不后悔。
And there's just been different outlets in this, really this past half year, where we've really seen the young people take advantage of it, take hold of it, take hold of the things of the Lord.
所以我们确实在过去的这个半年里面，我们看到许多的这个年轻人，他们确实是抓住这个机会一起来在里面得着。
I was mentioning to you earlier that 11 brethren were baptized last week.
我前面提到我们总共有11位弟兄姐妹受洗。
Half of them were young people.
我们有一半都是这样的年轻人。
In high school or younger.
是高中生或者高中在年轻一点。
Thank the Lord that they would have this heart.
我们感谢神他们有这样的心。
And this past week as I was leaving, flying up here.
所以过去这个礼拜我就开始准备往这边要到这边来。
The young people had a gospel outreach.
他们有一个福音的一个传福音的一个聚会。
They want to share the goodness of the Lord Jesus with their friends.
所以他们要向他们的朋友传讲主耶稣基督。
And as far as I know, it wasn't something that the adults had pushed the young people to do.
我知道这并不是从这些做成人的家长他们上面来触动他们，让他们来做的。
But I truly believe it was out of their hearts and how the Lord is working their hearts.
我确确实相信这是从他们心里，他们爱神的心里面所触动他们。
This was the first time in all the many years that I've been worshiping with the saints.
所以这也是可以说是从我们在过去那么多年聚会当中第一次现在有这样的事情发生。
That I have seen the young people take this initiative, this type of initiative.
所以我看到这些年轻人他们自己主动的来做这样的传福音的工作。
And really go out and serve the Lord.
他们确确实实站起来一起来，他们来服侍神。
And so I really see the Lord taking hold of them.
我们确实看到主抓住他们。
Just as I feel that the Lord is taking hold of me in my life now.
就像神，就像主这样抓住我的生命一样。
And all the changes that I'm having to deal with.
所有我的改变，我所需要对付的。
The Lord is asking me, I think the same thing that He's asking them.
同样，主是怎样在寻求我问我的
feel,
要求我的也是同样的呼召他人。
And I feel the Lord is asking you the same thing today.
我感觉到神同样今天有同样的在这里的呼召。
As you live in the midst of all this.Prosperity, all this goodness, the fat of the land.
就让我们真正的完全进入它的丰盛它的丰盛的牛奶与蜜的之地。
Where everything looks so nice on the outside here.
我们虽然从外面能看到非常的好。
You're truly blessed.
我们是真正的得到的祝福的话。
But what is it that is the most important in your life today?
那是真正的我们里面真正的生命得到祝福的真正的重要的是。
What is it that you're filling up your life with?
因为我们真正的是靠什么来充满我们的生命呢
？Are you willing to be apprehended, laid hold of by Christ Jesus？
我们是不是能够真正的明白，我们抓住我们的主耶稣基督
？That you would be willing to be like Paul, a prisoner of Christ？
我们真正能够像保罗，就成为主耶稣基督的坐监的
？Not bound by the chains of man。
不是被人的链锁链所捆
绑。No, I don't think that's what he necessarily meant when.He said he was a prisoner of Christ.
但我不相信他说他是在为耶稣基督被做囚的时候，他所说的是被人的链条，他是完全超过那些。
That he was bound by the cords of love, by God's cords of love.
因为他是真正的是被神的爱的绳索所捆绑。
Are we willing to be bound with the Lord's cords of love?
我们愿不愿意被神的爱的绳索来捆起来呢
？Are we willing to be placed under His yoke of authority?
我们愿不愿意一起来负他的轭呢？
So that we all may be able to enter into His fullness.
所以我们能够一样的、同样的进入他的完全的丰盛。
And so that God may be all in all.
所以让我们的神成为一切的一切。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
让我们一起来结束祷告。
Father God, we thank you so much for your words this morning.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你今天早上你赐给我们的话语。
We thank you that you are such a rich and abundant God.
我们知道你是这样丰盛、何等丰盛的神。
And you make these complicated matters simple enough. in our eyes.
让你你让这些好像看上去复杂的事情在我们面前成为那么的简单。
So that we are able to perceive and understand in some part the mystery of your will.
所以我们让我们能够真正的照着你的奥秘的旨意能够前行。
Of how Christ has been made for us.
因为主耶稣基督为我们成就了这一切。
So that we may be able to come and enter in your fullness.
所以让我们能够真正的进入，来进入你的完全的丰盛。
Thank you for revealing Christ Jesus in our lives.
谢谢你将我们的主耶稣基督在我们心里被显明出来。
Thank you for placing him in our hearts.
我们感谢你将主耶稣基督放在我们心里。
That he would want to dwell with us.
因为他要住在我们里面。
So that we would not just be individuals who would know of our Lord.
我们不只是一个我们个人个人来认识你。
But that we would actually have the Lord emanating within our lives.
因为是神他自己在我们里面做启示。
And so we ask that you would work in us today.
我们就是向你祈求你在我们里面继续做你要做的工作。
That we would be ones who would be willing to submit under your headship and authority.
让我们真是真正成为能够完全顺服你这个元首。
That Christ Jesus would truly have the preeminence.
让我们的主耶稣基督真正的成为我们的主宰。
All the glory and the honor be given back to you.
我们将所有的一切荣耀都归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.